guys, welcome back to another Arsenio's ESL podcast. For those of you who are tuning in to me on YouTube, you already know the deal. Today is TOEIC live coaching. This is what I normally do. Now, I'm actually doing this on Be Live because I hate the way the camera's set up on Facebook Live. It looks really old. It looks really ugly. This one has much more clarity, and you could see myself probably much. It's just much easier to see. So, guys, so grateful for all of you to, you know, for tuning in and whatnot. This episode will be uploaded Sunday for those of you who are listening and tuning in to me live. Now, for those of you who are actually listening to the podcast, well, guess what? It's just uploaded, all right? And so for those of you on YouTube, make sure you guys look in the description. You will see all of the links there, all right? So, in the last TOEIC edition, okay, I talked about we did part four, conversation, talks, right? I did some breakdowns, all right? And for those of you who are actually tuned into my Instagram, you will see a lot of those videos getting uploaded today because, well, guess what? I like putting those snippets with the questions, etc., etc. That's going to be really, really good for you guys. And so for those of you who have not tuned into that yet, that's perfectly fine. For those of you listening to me on my podcast, make sure you tune in over there and do not forget, all right? So what am I going to do today? We're going to do the mini test. Today's part one, okay? Next week, probably on Monday, will be part two. And of course, that will be uploaded in podcast form probably that following Sunday, all right? So I'm going to see how you guys respond to this and we'll go from there, all right? So for those of you, I do apologize if I have not uploaded, the questions and whatnot. Just got a little bit crazy out here, so for sure, yes, for sure, I'm going to write this blog on the train when I'm commuting all the way to the other side of town, so you guys can have this available and you could go over some of these questions. All right, now, because this is going to be uploaded on Sunday, why? Because, well, one of my interviewees, they bailed on me and I just kicked him out. It's going to be very, very easy for me to post all of those videos too. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to break down questions 1, 2, and 3. Then, of course, 4, 5, and 6 will be uploaded on my Instagram. They are for you to answer. Now, you could comment in the comment section on YouTube. You could go to my Instagram and comment there. Or, of course, you could comment here on my Facebook Live for people who are actually tuning in. All right. So, without further ado, guys, let's dive right into this. So, I need to tell you the question first. Number one, when, all right, now remember, I've gone over the content words and the focus words so much in terms of pronunciation because now if you understand American pronunciation or pronunciation in general, you're going to understand what words are trying to be heard at that specific moment. Guys, this is critical. If you could do this, you will win. Trust me, all right? So, number one, when she's going to talk about Orgola Valley experience, strong wins. Now, again, this is in the book, Tactics for TOEIC, all right? If you guys want to, of course, you know, find that online and whatnot, you can download that for free. And so basically, this first question is, when Orgola Valley experience strong wins? So strong wins and when, those are the content words, the focus words, Orgola Valley. All right, experience, obviously, that's lesser of a function word, okay? But when Orgola Valley strong wins? All right, A, last week, B, yesterday, C, last night, D, today. I'll repeat that. A, last week, B, yesterday, C, last night, and D, today. You're going to listen closely. You're going to listen closely for it, all right? You're going to choose the correct one. So I'm going to play this bad boy right now. Why? Because I am just so good. So for those of you, of course, tuned in live, thank you so much again for tuning in to me live and whatnot. And so we're going to get right into this. So here we go. 3, 2, and 1.
Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following report.
Now for Orgola Valley's weather outlook.
Strong winds.
Expect plenty of sunshine today with highs near 20 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so today, sunshine. She didn't mention strong winds yet.
No winds. A nice change from the strong winds we experienced yesterday.
Ah, there it is. Now this one's much easier, okay? So, when did they experience strong winds? Obviously, yesterday. So, which answer is that? A, of course, said last week. B, yesterday. That's your answer, okay? Now, number two, we're going from, again, a general question, right? When did Orgola Valley experience strong winds? To now, a future question. What will happen tomorrow? Okay, so tomorrow, what will happen? Temperatures drop, heavy rain, strong winds, snow will fall. Okay, so I'm going to play the second part of this now.
Tonight, some clouds will move in and the temperature will go down to around 10 degrees. Tomorrow, there will be intervals of clouds and sunshine, but the daytime temperature will fall to 15 degrees Celsius.
Okay, so here we go. Daytime temperature will fall to 15 Celsius. So let's go back. Let's go back. What will happen tomorrow? It says temperatures will drop. Now, did she mention anything about heavy rain or strong winds or snow falling? No. She said that there will be intervals of clouds and sunshine, but the daytime temperature will go down to 15 degrees. So your answer is A, the temperatures will drop. All right. And now, number three, according to the report, this is a hard one. Listener, get weather information. Listener, get weather information. Calling a telephone, going to the website, weather channel, weather reports in the newspaper. All right, so listen closely. We're listening for these focus and these content words.
There will be further change in the weekend weather, with rain moving in on Friday and continuing until Sunday night.
All right, so rain moving in on the weekend. Not tomorrow, but the weekend. That's a distractor for a lot of you out there. I'm going to continue.
For up-to-the-minute weather reports, please visit us at our website, localweather.org.
Okay, so visit it. That's pretty straightforward. Visit, visit us at our website. All right, so big shout-out to Pawadi. Thank you so much for tuning in. I love it. I love it when live people actually tune in. If you guys have any questions, please let me know. Okay, so here we go. It said in the last question, according to the information, according to the report, listener get more information. Did it say call a telephone? No. B, visit our website, .org, okay? If you don't know what she's saying, listen for the World Wide Web, www. Or the .dot after the website name, which is the .org, the .net, the .com. Those are, again, key words that you could listen for. So B is the answer. She did not mention the Weather Channel, and she did not mention the newspaper. No one, she says up to date. Can you get up to date weather reports in the newspaper? No, the newspaper is dead. You cannot get up to date weather reports in the newspaper. Okay? So, here we go. So what I'm going to do now, all right? I'm going to play this bad boy all the way through, twice, all right? The questions, again, will be in the description. I can assure you that. I promise, please, I promise, okay? It'll be in the description. Once you're able to, of course, look at that and break it down, all right, you know what the questions are. And then for those of you listening to the podcast right now, I'm just going to tell you the questions, all right? Or, of course, you could go to my blog at thearseniobuckshow.com, which probably will already be uploaded because this is going to be available on YouTube, too, if you guys want to see my face rather than just hearing me speak. All right, so number four, purpose of talk. It's a difficult one. This is a general idea, the gist of the specific talk that's happening at that moment. It's difficult because if you don't understand what the first couple of sentences, you're going to lose the number five and the number six. Number four, again, what purpose of talk? Address customers, introduce training session, company benefits, describe a new product. Okay? Number five, who most likely is speaker addressing? Job seekers, company customers, new employees, or department heads? And number six, which department George Stevens, HR, which is human resources, sales, customer service, or marketing? All right, you can write those down on my podcast or go to my blog and listen simultaneously. I'm going to play this two times. I want you guys to interact with me in terms of what the potential answers can be. All right, so I'm going to play this through. Get ready. Just have to make sure.
Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following talk.
I'd like to start by welcoming you all to FLS. My name is George Stevens, and I'm the head of the customer service department here at our Bedford office. I'm responsible for the overall running of this section, and for the next 3 days, I'll be taking you through all you need to know to become an effective customer service representative. Here at FLS, we take our customers very seriously, and our goal is to give you all the skills you will need to be able to respond to customer needs. If you don't understand at any time, please don't hesitate to ask me. Okay, as today is your first day on the job, let's start with a little activity to allow us all to get to know each other better.
One more time.
Number refer to the following talk.
I'd like to start by welcoming you all to FLS. My name is George Stevens, and I'm the head of the customer service department here at our Bedford office. I'm responsible for the overall running of this section, and for the next 3 days, I'll be taking you through all you need to know to become an effective customer service representative. Here at FLS, we take our customers very seriously, and our goal is to give you all the skills you will need to be able to respond to customer needs. If you don't understand at any time, please don't hesitate to ask me. Okay, as today is your first day on the job, let's start with a little activity to allow us all to get to know each other better.
Okay, now I would love to do a breakdown right now. I might put this on Instagram TV. I'm still contemplating. Or I might do Instagram TV like a live toe. Yeah, whatever. We'll see about Instagram TV. Make sure you're tuned in to me on Instagram. So guys, those are your questions. 4, 5, and 6, okay? View the blog, answer them accordingly, and I would love to just talk to you guys about what I believe and all my insights and whatnot, but the goal is for you to understand, okay? Not for me to give it to you, not for me to teach you, but for you to understand. So I'm waiting for all of your answers. Instagram, Facebook Live, YouTube, wherever you are viewing this, guys, I'm just waiting. I am waiting. So guys, thank you so much for tuning in to, again, another episode of course, TOEIC Live Coaching. If you guys have anything specific, please reach out to me. I'd be more than happy to do specific things. So, guys, tune in for the next one. The next part will be questions 7 through 12. I'm your host, Arsenio, as usual, over and out.